This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When I say there's a sell-off on the bond market today, you can guess what that means for interest rates.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the trading day. We'll talk stock prices in a sec, but don't miss bonds. The yield on the government's 10-year note, a benchmark, is up sharply this morning to 2.25%. Compare that to about a month ago when things were bobbing along at 1.6%. When investors think higher rates are out on the way, existing bonds get less attractive and they drop and yields have to rise. The catalyst for some of this today came from Japan. On Tuesdays, we talked to Julie Niemann at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
I value your wisdom here. What did bond investors want from the Bank of Japan, the central bank, and what didn't they get?
Well, there's big disappointment that the Bank of Japan made the decision that they're not going to implement any fresh stimulus. So there's high anxiety then, okay, will the Federal Reserve basically do the same thing? Maybe they'll start reducing their measures as well. So the bond market, once again, is hyperventilating that interest rates are going to rise here.
So it's not like bond investors begrudge it when, say, the U.S. economy is seen to improve. It's just that what? They're worried that the Federal Reserve will take their stimulus away before there's actually a recovery?
That's it. There's long-term implication is that the economy is alive. It's off life support and it doesn't need any monetary blood transfusions coming from the Federal Reserve. That's great news. But really, traders and institutional investors are only interested in short-term. The era of really cheap money is over, super cheap money. We've been playing the markets with government money because their cost to do so is almost zero. And if interest rates actually start ticking up a bit to reflect reality, that means they don't make as much. Stock repurchases cost more, dividends become more expensive to give out, buyouts cost more, not next to free anymore, and that's what's been happening. So easy money equals easy stock and bond market profits. Now there's the fear that they'll actually have to work hard for their money.
So we are actually seeing a disconnect between the longer-term concerns of regular folks who want jobs in a thriving economy and the more shorter time horizon that the bond folks are often focused on.
It is, but what it means is that it's going to mean for choppy markets, but not to worry, the Federal Reserve won't raise actual rates until the economy shows sustainable viability. And the market will see rate creep as they anticipate real economic demand coming back and not just turnover. So this is a correction. This is not the end of the markets once again.
Julie Niemann at Smith Moore & Company. Thank you so much.
You bet.